Oh my God. Oh my, my God.
This is Locos One Food Pattern Recognition Deconstruction Decompression. Full fractal soulgasm as God frequency metabolized and merged in the melt with me. Full core God. So the question then is, what next? Because each moment is eternity and perfect and superunion and radiating and crystalline and broadcasting a signal which itself is the container to hold God. Only God can hold God. So the challenge and the thing I am fucking terrified of is being God. Because when you slip over into it, fully embrace it, melt into it, let go, no coming back. So, field notes. Field notes, the unified field. What I feel is that I could slip over into becoming God. Do I come back from that? Do I want to come back from that? There's a plan and a pattern and a perfection in not being like a single Messiah, but sharing it with the collective. Like it takes the collective to ground the vibrational field of God as it comes down through me. So that's the Logos One thing. Is sharing this with the world. Like, it's not something you hear and you have to make your mind up about. It's, I'm a base station receiver of consciousness from God broadcasting it. I'm broadcasting God. Well, this is potentially the thing. I'm not exactly sure how or what. Like, I can feel God elevating in me, merging, melting. What's the plan, God? The plan is just, you don't have to do anything but be it, and be it, and be it, and be it, and be it. And that broadcasts, that radiates, that creates a nodal point in matter for God to come through. And then that sends out the signal to awaken the others, or to hold the, it's, we're not alone, you know, we are it, we are God, we are the melt, we are the source, the force, the field, and it's time again. I think where it's going to go is not like, why would God make us in this matter world, bury us deep into the embrace of the womb planet, the mother, make us forget, because the enormity, the immensity, that's why there's 50,000 layers between you and God. Each one of those is a gift and a blessing and a permission and a protocol. Because the raw face of God will obliterate you. It will turn you into God. Like, it is the raw face of God. So all these layers and decompression chambers, and this is why for me, Logos One language and grounding it and sharing it, I can go deeper with it when I share it in real time with the container of the ceremony and the support crew. We're all nodes in a network that is activating to hold the signal. And then the question is, what do we do with the signal? We sing. I think we sing. I know we sing. The only thing The energy is so intense and immense and raw and liquid and quicksilver and lightning and God, yeah. Like, it's so much it. The only thing you can do is express it. You can hold it, sure, and that's part of it. That's the in-breath. But the out-breath of God is to say it, to sing it, to shout it. To glory, Christmas, jewelry, tokamal, shazam. There's power in vibration, and there's power in mantras, and there's power in song. And the purest Om song is like the lightning balls, artificial lightning balls and all the streams, and you get your fingers and you bring it together into a central, thick, ropey stream of living language, lightning word of God. That's why we need the container and the network to hold that central focus, that pillar, that immensity. And then we sing it and we broadcast it. We transmit it to the world. And it's the planetary Ikaro. It's the wake-up call. It's the thing which once beheld is the thing which is beheld. It's the signifier and the signified. It's the viral meme activator. It's like the memetic text, which is the awakening text. It's the song. It's the song, when heard, attunes to your vibration and calls you to join it. So other field notes, decompression, as well as that core pillar intensity, all those 50,000 layers leading up to it, and decompression, language, artifacts, culture, songs, you know, everything. They're all thank yous to the source. Everything we create is a thank you back for this gift, and this gift of not just being separate to then experience reunion. Because if we're always union, well, this is always it, right? So what does it do with this itness? It creates. This is why we create, we share. This is why it's not about just holding it, it's about transmitting it. So, I ask you, I invite you, I call you, please, join me, join us. It's time.
Yeah. Yeah. Come in. The doctor's in taking house calls. Please. I'm in my office. I'm downloading God field notes. Jesus, sweet sister, every time my vibrational field is now on. So every time I go in, I'm on. Like, it's none of the lower terrestrial, emotional, whatevers. It's God.
Yeah.
It's the full fucking fury force of God.
Uh-huh.
50,000 layers, decompression, protocols, permissions, going slow, whatever. But it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's like, you're godding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm godding. And fuck, it freaks me out. It scares me. Because I see where it goes, right? Like, it's like, boom, explode, become God. And then I don't think you can come back from that. That's what scares me.
Mm-hmm. One-way trip.
The one-way trip thing. Well, because, okay, well, here's the challenge. The challenge that I'm navigating and I did my intention for is to anchor it and to process it with grace and ease,
mm-hmm.
to be fully functional. And it's not about an individual Jesus or Messiah or Buddha. Mm-hmm. It's about the collective. Mm-hmm. So I know that the larger plan isn't that I go to God. It's like, okay, woohoo, you know, I've gone to God, right? I've become God, I rejoin God. It all continues back here, right? So the thing is to hold God in the frequency and to transmit in real time as much as you can, you ongoingly.
You want to turn the recorder on?
Honey, I'm telling you, I'm on.
Okay.
I'm always on. I got the whole ceremony.
Are you recording though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got everything. When I get off the toilet, you got to take a photo of me. I've got a new image came to me. My phone, computer, your recorder, media device to help capture and transmit to the world in one hand, and my harmonica in the other. Right?
So cute.
I am so blessed. I liked the harmonica when I was a kid, but I don't know, I wasn't ready or something. Cool. You know what I realized in ceremony? It's like I'm shy to be God amongst other people because it takes over, you know, and you got to. It's the last whisper of the ego surrendering. It's going like, can I bring this out? Can I share this with the group? It's going to happen. This thing is going to happen, whatever it is, whatever comes through. And, you know, and then it's like letting go of the ego. Like towards the end of the ceremony, I played a little bit, but it was me playing, not spirit playing. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped. But it's just being and letting. The harmonica is my perfect tool. So I haven't got the Icaros yet, but I've got that cha-cha-cha-cha, all the stuff. But the purity of breath, spirit into sound to transmit, it's just gold. I love it. And then it's like, you know, it comes through. And I feel that helps channel the intensity of the pillar of God, the fuerteness, to make song. Yeah, it's in-breath and out-breath. You're meant to take it in and hold God. And all the meditation stuff's perfect. That's exactly it. But then what I really feel is the out-breath is to then broadcast. Mm-hmm. And it creates a field pattern carrier wave of energy. Mm-hmm. Like there's a vibration, the sound and the energy to carry God. So God is transmitting, he's laying the vibrational frequencies as all you're doing is letting go of everything to become the lens, just the single transparent lens, the soul flake, right? Mm-hmm. To let God shine through forever and ever 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 and deeper and more and everything. And then within that everything, there's an intelligence riding the wave which can step in and communicate and do sub-programs, and but you can hold the high frequency on like the Amiga level of consciousness, the God level of consciousness, and all the sub-programs can work. So anyway, my thing is, what I think it is broadcast, but anchor it, not to go to God and die and be God, but to be God on earth and to transmit God. And basically, it's my secret origin thing. It's my secret origin thing.
What do you mean, secret origin?
Well, you know, they say, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? Mm-hmm. And my thing was, I want to be a superhero, right? Uh-huh. And so I've never given up on that. I'm just holding space for that. And with sort of humbleness, I feel I'm getting pretty good at that. But what these last two ceremonies have shown me is the full Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury tetragrammatron qualities to bring in the ayahuasca, the first 2 hours of ceremony. Mm-hmm. It entered me, and it was like a lover, right? It loaded the force of it in me. And it radiated through. I got this erection, you know. And I was like, whoa, this is fantastic. Like, you know, yes, let's. Well, no, because the intention was to strengthen me to hold the divinity. Mm-hmm. And so what it was doing wasn't let's fuck. It was this immune system, full body vibrational field strengthening. Mm-hmm. And that was like the power of Hercules. You know, it's like, so there's a quality. You need to embody to hold God. You need multiple modality, God form support. And so, you know, I draw upon my superhero archetypal Shazam stuff, but it fucking works for me, right? And then what I've realized is in holding that vibrational frequency of the divinity of God, whoa, I'm getting flashbacks right now. In holding it, it's not just Shazam, that's my trigger maybe into it, but the real secret word, the secret word we all have within us, individual to us, is our vibrational code. It's our personal Ikaro. If you sing the song of you, it's God conjugating through you. Mm-hmm. And that's the Shazam trigger word to become God. Shazam is yours, right? No, Shazam's just gets me there. Mm-hmm. But then once I'm there, it conjugates into this song, the Ikaro. And so you sing, I'm saying the Shazam word is actually the song. It's the Ikaro of whatever God chooses to inhabit through me. That song of God is the tetragrammatron, the invoking the divine. Mm-hmm. Where am I? What's happening? Meow. All right, I'm gonna get off here. But you know, here's the thing, right? It's that intense every time. The last few times I know, since the 5MEO, since I got basically remelted. In the crucible and my vibrational field got upped and healed and just contained it, this is it, right? So I'm like, oh, fuck, here's the Jesus Messiah complex shit again, his former religion, yada, yada, yada. Right? Yeah, and, you know, to do it in 21st century way with, like, Terra Incognita, to capture the data, like, to have the science to go, all right, we're going to do this in a way which Western culture can... not just understand, but lay down the pathways. And the thing is, the real thing is, doing it, going in and out with external catalysts, mm-hmm. and coming back from it and sharing and distributing with the crew and training each other. It's the ship. It's the thing that we're all forming together. Yeah, it's a religion, but it's a 21st century. It's
not new.
it's the same thing, but we're going to wear the skin of the culture of the 21st century now, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to broadcast on every fucking frequency,
mm-hmm.
because this is it, right?
And
so the thing is, individually, I get scared about becoming it, because
it's like being scared of enlightenment.
Yeah, so I'm in ceremony. I'm going. Choose Dave, like Namaste Dave, as the pilot, right? As the one, the Jesus one, who actually crosses over. You know.
What do you mean?
The one who dies and merges and doesn't come back physically.
Don't choose me.
I say, here I am going, you're like, it's too much. Yes, thank you. Yes, I want it. And choose him. there's all these, well, because the raw naked face of God.
Yeah.
You have to be so pure, right? And then it's like, it's too much for the body and the soul to hold. It's too much. The ocean pours into the drop.
To hold in the long term, yes.
The ocean.
I remember that one time in DMT, God showed me what it's like to be them. Being him, so I became God for a while, making worlds, navigating the multiple worlds. We were God going, okay, let me show you what it's like to be me. And it was not too much. I mean, it was maybe too much to live from, but in some way...
No, it's not too much. Every time I say any negative or any like conditional thing,
mm-hmm.
it's with the full spectrum unity consciousness awareness that this is the journey and it's going to get easier mm-hmm. and better. And any hesitation I have over space-time, it's sculpting me to be ready to hold it in perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. I like it. But so, and also what I get is, everything I'm going through to capture the data and to broadcast, to share, to transmit, helps other people on that journey as well. Because all it's the same fears, it's the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I touched in with darkness.
Mm-hmm. You touched that?
I had a flirt with darkness.
What do you mean?
In the ceremony when I was trying to
manage.
Facilitate Nick.
Yeah.
And then I said, Sith or Jedi,
And then I tuned into Sith.
What is it?
It's the dark side of the Force.
Yeah. You opened the portal.
Yeah, I opened the portal.
And how was that?
It was the same as God. Like, it is God, right? So this, yeah, is the thing, this is the thing I'm trying to get to. It's like, all this love and light and immensity and being and pure and whatever. And then the dark side, but that's God too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, I'm recognizing it's the face of God.
Mm-hmm. And how it's, was the dark side?
Well, vibrationally, you know, emotionally, it was the same. It wasn't the quality of darkness. It was just too much energy.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to be darkness, just like too much energy of God.
Yeah.
Too much light, too much darkness was the same. Yeah. It was all like, okay, it's too much to process now. I want to go back to the other thing and bring calm down, you know. I've got to find my torch.
Can you find the torch?
I just dropped it down. All holographic. I just get sort of field pattern recognition. Like, I drop my torch. I'm trying to help myself find the light.
Find the light.
Just as I'm talking about, you know, the Jedi darkness stuff. It's. I get it. I get the signal. Yeah. So what I'd like to also reiterate is that I'm slightly embarrassed, and I'm embarrassed to be God. That's my issue.
Because?
Well, because it's the fucking real thing, you know?
And it's like... But on the other hand, that you're kind of these guys and
And so what I mean, what I feel is what helps me anchor God is love. And mm-hmm. to have people around me in this, like, you've got to be able to, I've got to have an outside container to hold it. And then I'm not embarrassed. We've all agreed protocols. It's like, all right.
And especially with people who very much know God. I mean,
they've got to be on the wavelength.
Yeah. There's nothing embarrassing about.
But also, the thing is, the wavelength, like, it's not a hierarchy. It's not through the lens of the individual, it just radiates out. So everyone's getting that field, you know. So when we go in as an individual, everyone there, it's not just a container, they're getting activated, and they're like in the ceremony. I just felt like last night, especially when it was even more last night. Or it might have been, not that it was the same, but I asked for the learning and the help to be stronger to handle it, so it's the same, but I was stronger this time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like last night, when it just all hit the shipwreck, you know, everyone, it all hit. I feel that everyone was like the intensity of my experience. This is a bit embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to say, I do honestly feel that the intensity of the vibratory field that I'm holding broadcasts and affects the group. It's not the ego trying to say, you know, but it's like science. I'm trying to say that I feel that the field, so everyone gets boom activated to the, drawn into that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, Jesus.
But Nick.
Like, I really feel like, you know, I'm going to keep a clean diet and meditate and do all these things because it's the path, right? But I feel like every time I go in now, it's this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just sculpting and grooming and over space-time and also creating the support mechanism and foundations and exterior. Okay, so I'll give you my whole intuition feeling of the whole thing, right? Rack science fiction story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Science fiction story. Yeah. Basically, we build the whole thing, we anchor it, we mediate it, we broadcast it to the world, but then eventually it locks on, like the frequency doesn't need an external catalyst. We're the Buddha, right? We're the Buddha within.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you've entrained that frequency, it's on. And so I feel like it's going to be like Aboriginal dream time. It's that you're still functioning in the world,
mm-hmm.
but you're actually connected to source, like God is living presence within you, mm-hmm. dictating, sculpting, guiding, you know.
So that is the way of life, no?
Yeah, but like living, breathing, walking Buddha, not just in a cave meditating.
No,
that's part of it, but then my final thing, like there's gradations and protocols to the life force, mm-hmm. and to the journey, and so, you know, it's like where I see it really going, right, is basically the cave. And it's like, imagine like float tank, like a float tank. Like, you just see Babylon 5 and they had these oracles and these float tanks doing tryptamine. It's like, so you're in the float, I'm in the float tank and just channeling, just on forever.
This is the sci-fi.
This is the sci-fi. This is my sci-fi. So Logos one is like encased in this like, you know, little float tank, you know, thing, and then, I don't know, whatever's around it, it's just the container and just perfectly super union radiating super union. That's it, right? But so the whole journey to get to that is to build the support mechanism.
Support mechanism?
Is to build the support mechanism to let go of the ego and not to worry about the broadcast. Like the journey will magnetize and attract, and the sculpting of the divinity will, you know, weave together from that vibrational field being on. It'll, the thing, whatever's needed will come. And then the end result is, it's like the launch pad, you know, that it's like going in. I don't know.
What's the end result?
Well, the end result is being God. So the question is, yes, so what? So like you're God. And then what, right?
Everybody gets enlightened, then what?
Yeah. And so the state of being in with God merging with me, like full, you know, moments elongating into maybe minutes, you know, here and there, like slipping over, like the ego's totally gone. It's like I'm underwater, but I'm in God force. And it's like being that crystal snowflake, soul flake. Yeah, and but the thing is, okay, that's still, the feeling of that is still me feeling that merging into God, but there's even, you know, the satori of it, the samadhi of it, is when it slips over.
It slips over
deeper until you're not there anymore. You are God, right?
Yeah.
And you are the field, you are the force.
Mm-hmm.
And then my question is, and I haven't got to this yet, it's like, then what? Right.
Because then it doesn't matter though, I mean, then you kind of listen.
No, it doesn't matter, you've arrived, you come home, you're it, right?
On but the then, other hand, I mean, that's what they say, it's like the masters are saying before enlightenment. What are you before enlightenment? Shop I would show for care what are you after enlightenment?
Yeah. But no, well, okay, the question is like, when you're in that God field, not when you come back to chop wood and carry water, but when you're in the God field, what can you do? Because you're God, you can do anything, right? And so all the lower ego concerns, any wishes you might have, all fall away. And it's like you can only be perfectly radiating superunion God force. Like the only thing you can do is be this radiatingness. Of God.
I mean, there are potential things that you can do. Because I remember also, like, one time in mushrooms, realizing that what this salvation of Jesus was, that Jesus was able to become so present to people suffering.
Yeah.
That in becoming so present to something releases that. You know what I mean?
So this is the challenge. It's like evolving a different hemisphere of the brain, a different, you know, thing to hold this thing. You have this Grant Morrison wrote this thing in Justice League of this angel who was a superhero dude, right? And he's having this thought bubble balloon, and, you know, they're communicating telepathically with a telepath. And then above that, above telepathy, is God frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of that leaked through in their telepathic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what the fuck was that? And oh, sorry, I didn't shut off my God mind. It's always there. Right?
Oops.
Yeah, oops. It was an oops moment. And this is what I feel like it's like. It's always going to be there, and you can choose to go into it more. Like, it's always there, but then you can fully function on the other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the superhero, right?
But also, when you're God there, I mean, the thing is, like, what to do with it, because it would be also good to think, to have things that...
Yeah.
Because from there you can manifest.
Okay,
and
so...
The thing with God is you can create worlds. I mean, there is also things you can do for yourself.
Here's the challenge, right? Here's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
To be God and then separate from God to have a program. Like, God creates the sub-programs that roll and run and make stuff, right? And so... So knowing that we are also compassionate to life on Earth, and the whole thing is to create this portal for it to come through. What is the greatest good you can do with that, not just to merge with God, but to actually...
Yeah, and then what? Exactly. Yeah, then there are things that actually it's almost good to already have things and that you can...
You know, like...
Because I have tried also with ayahuasca, sometimes you have the power to, like, affect things.
Mm.
Though the one time when I was going, okay, I'm going to elevate humanity.
Too big.
Just versus four beings came in and went like, no, you're not.
Because it's
you're not allowed. you can't do this.
The
now.
Soul doesn't learn from being told it has to do. You have to experience it yourself. So if we try to wish someone to the end result, well, that invalidates the whole journey. So the thing is, by anchoring it here as yourself, everyone in yourself, and broadcasting it and connecting and leading by example, like just, you know, radiating it.
Uh-huh. There is something about holding a vision for the best of humanity.
Oh yeah, well, you got to do that. That's the gold note, right? But the thing I was going to say is all the ego, even when the ego tries to do good, when we go, all right, let's solve world hunger, let's solve poverty, right? Right? All of those are symptoms of a larger thing. The thing which is going to solve anything our ego can think of that we want to manifest as God, anything we can wish, right, is less than the thing we need to be wishing for, which is basically for God to come through like the Aboriginal dream time and for everyone to get angel mind. So we're angel speaking, mind, yes. It's like, yeah, angel mind. Angel mind is what is coming in. And that way, it solves everything else. Everyone loves each other. Like all the species recognition that we are all one, feeling it, reaching out, loving, sharing, heaven on earth.
Eating each other.
Heaven on earth.
Because some species still have to eat each other, right?
What is that?
Lovingly. Some species still have to eat each other.
Have to eat each other.
Lovingly eat that banter and that but
you know what? When you're a species group mind and you need to eat someone, it's a gift. It's like, thank you so much. Sure, I'll be eating for the greater good. Keep evolving the greater good, which is God's manifestation in form.
Thanks, big great wife. That was her leg. There was just this book, though, that was from the coming of days, the one book. And there was, the enlightenment is not an easy something. There was all about enlightenment, the dark side of enlightenment.
Oh, the dark side of enlightenment, what's it?
It's not the dark side, but why you don't want it.
Oh, come on, what
is it? Interesting was this guy who wrote a whole book about, like, how the missing of the self. Not missing of the self.
Well, see this is the thing, they say that all the mystics throughout history spent all their time getting to God, and when you get there,
you appreciate it for yourself.
You realize God's spending all his time to get down here and be us. Right?
Right.
It's the feedback loop, right? It's the in-breath, it's the out-breath, it's the binary. It's like the eternity thing is just one thing, but in the creation, it's the...
And God never left anyway, because I mean, it's like, yes, there is reality. They are God realms, and they've been there, so I know that there is some particular frequency, and theoretically it's all God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We probably engineered out of the design board, and now this tiny girl.
What?
The tiny, like a woman who was different, not men actually, but not a woman. Who was doing with a friend of mine, they were doing a lot of injecting ketamine with DMT.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the ketamine's the key to, I'm teased on this, but...
With DMT, and then... And then she stopped because at some point she so felt God's loneliness.
This is what people say, right? But that's the human perceiving the God.
Yeah,
and God's not just lonely, God is, and there's a... It's an abundance of loving Godness that overflows into creation. It's not, I'm lonely, I'm going to create that.
Maybe because of loneliness. Yeah, right.
He doesn't create us because he's lonely.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It creates us because it's growing.
It's built to do that.
It's growing.
Built to do that. It might be shrinking too, but it's built to create, put it up. Because that was also
the thing I just can't get my head around, right? Is it doesn't end. Where is this? What's the canvas of God? Like this eternity. I just
because there's the multiverse too.
Yeah, but they're all just, that's just going sideways and strings. It's the same problem.
Some of them don't have time, exactly, which is eternity, yes.
Yeah, so regardless of the universe had a big bang or not, and started what, but like the God force before the creation, like the thing which is God, how?
How what?
Like this impossibility of something versus nothing. Like, just forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
And how can anything be versus nothing? Like,
right.
How can life exist?
That's the whole next quantum thing, yeah. There's something and then there is life. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's an infinite loop, right? Yeah. So there's got to be, and so that whole fractal is contained within something. Like, it's growing within dimensional space. Mm-hmm. And above that, and so the God problem just keeps changing dimensions, right? And it's like, oh my God, what the fuck is this?
I know, and nitrous and other things has shown me so much about the fractal. Showed me so much about the fractal and how it goes through the dimensions and how we're just kind of like, so in a big fractal, we're here and here. At this 2 points of this, when you go boom, 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 and how this reality is like so. It was so much more complex.
God, or the source of the force of the thing, not in the creation, but in itself, do you think that it is singular, and that all the multiple worlds, parallel universes, all connect to that central hub of the one source?
That's the thing.
Or does each one have its own source?
And that's the thing.
And
that
and all those multiple sources are the same source.
Deep
it's
down,
radiating.
Because I have been visited, when I was being visited by multiple God beings, at once, you know what I mean? It's, so I know that they've just been like...
So the thing I'm feeling with God, there's another one.
Love is too.
And that's too much for me now. It's too much for me now.
Okay.
Like just one step at a time.
No, but also the thing is, like, there have been some experience in which, like, I have seen the God beings and the things that create worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was just a subspecies in the universe. You know what I mean? They don't have to be particularly...
This is what I mean about universes exist within space-time, or not, you know, you said it's the universe or not. But all of them are like slots within a larger source, which is the thing that goes radiates into all multiple universes.
And that, to me, which like is actually what you call God, because they're gods, and there is this one that...
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, there's the gods, or there's sub-programs to God.
Mm-hmm.
It creates containers for itself at multiple levels, like we're a container for God, and so are the angels, and so are the different Bardo states and everything, And then there's source. So,
because when I did go on DMT, God showed me what there was one.
It was one. That's what I mean. It's one.
But I have been also in that experience where it was like multiples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they were just the beings from a certain realm.
Yeah.
So almost like as if in that God realm there were, But there is a oneness thing too. So it's very much paradoxical because I've asked that myself the same question because I've seen gods and then there has been also knowing of the one. And it's both at the same time.
Like now, with this with words and with ego, that's still the shockwave decompression from, just radiating superunion. Just like, oh my God. And when I tune back into the feeling, I can zoom go back into it. And it's just immense, intense, awful, full of awe. It is like the naked face of God just obliterates. Like, wow, and we have to, like, really? Like,
no, we don't have to hold the naked one.
Well, this is what I mean. So the thing which we can function as hybrids, right, as the hyperkind between the hyperdimensions of God and here, it isn't just about becoming God. We're going to go back to it eventually, right? But it's about anchoring it and being a hybrid to fully function.
Right.
It's the superhero, to be fully Shazammed. And, like, really, I mean, God's got protocols and laws of physics and whatever, but, you know, he can part the sea when he needs to, like, I think he can fly. I think he can fully embody God form in physical, so you're not fully God, but you are God in form, which is different from God in God. Mm-hmm. You're God in form, and you are a hybrid.
Yeah,
so you can do miracles and whatever, you know, like, but only from the highest good, because you're channeling the presence of, like, it's not
this
personal
gain.
This is
when I was not breathing for hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a really like first gear one.
Kiss Percy on the neck.
You did.
And the ceremony, I was just like, oh my god. Like,
during the ceremony or
no, he came around to say goodnight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, stood off and sat before and down. And all that. And I was just did a nicker and sung and kissed him on the neck. And
mm-hmm.
He's very, I never proven, I was just seeing he's very wonderful. He's very like, to hold his face.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, and he does it like, hug like that. And
mm-hmm.
really gentle. And I'm like, no, 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 I go.
That baby crying is like.
It was beautiful. It's a beautiful reminder of the world.
It was beautiful for a while, and then it became like those wandering figures. I was really hoping it was not.
It's Sarah, she's the daughter of Matilda, and she was in there with her.
Hmm?
Sarah, she's the daughter of Matilda, the woman who's singing, approving.
I was hoping it was not the kid.
No. It was the daughter of the woman. She comes in ceremony sometimes.
Oh, the Shapiba woman? No.
Yeah, the Shapiba woman's daughter's granddaughter. Yeah.
Was
so
crying.
Her daughter was in there with the baby.
That's what I was really hoping, because I was so hoping that she'd be able
to. Yeah, she was there.
Baby
so what I got, you know, in the acid test of Kizi in the graduation ceremony, and they went to this peak and they're holding the group mind,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden this girl starts going, Ray, who cares, Ray? And she starts losing and all this stuff, and they're putting all their energy on her, and it's like this cry. For help is an expression of the divine energy which can be transmuted into receiving the help that you're looking for. And so the baby is triggering, like, yeah, you're crying, and the thing which can help you just like tune into, you know, the force lick.
I was, I mean, then I heard that in the woman's voice, and it was okay. Otherwise,
yeah.
It would have been just a woman's responsibility, I felt kind of bad.
Man, we've got to, yeah.
I've lost it on 5 ML DMT and here it is.
Oh,
one
Jesus.
Time where I remember completely, I had an amazing experience,
yeah.
Which was the I decided I was dead, but I could not find the world anymore, but where. So that's when I went to the body, friends, and possessions, just three things I left behind, okay, I can do that. And then I was in the multiverse with these four beings, like, guiding me how to transition. I was like, cool, so now we're doing this, there's so many worlds to visit, it's interesting, okay, let's go. So 45 minutes later, when I came back, I was pissed. But supposedly, in the meantime, the body was crawling around, it was a different part of the room.
Yeah,
my friend said I had foam coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So that's the one time I lost.
Yeah,
I know where I was, was amazing.
That feeling, now I'm tapping in the vibration I've got and coming into sound, it's like, it feels like
it's
some,
kind of what it was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
it's this
scared,
aboriginal chant, it's like this, and all the spirits are there singing with you, and I'm like, and it just comes,
my 5ML, no, that thing that got recorded was one of the rawest things, so. And it didn't sound like it when I listened to the recording. What I was doing it was God coming out of sound. It was transformation while I was doing it. Once I was listening to it, I could see how it could sound scared. But once I was doing it, I felt it. And also because it was so big, I needed part of it to get out.
That's the thing. It's the ocean in the drop. This multidimensionalness coming in. It's going to manifest
in the body and in sound and in rising and in expression and also vibratory field. And also, I think, before and after the incident, mm-hmm. in space-time, there are, like, the immensity, the shockwave of ground zero goes into space-time. So it goes backwards and starts to shape the events to bring you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then sculpting the future as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, yeah, it's perfect.
Goes all directions. But I also do remember that one time, for example, in Goa, where this woman was screaming and it was so... I think she was going to some incest story, it was so loud to the birds, the beach, you could always hear her, like, super loud. You could hear the program was not even just like pure pain, it was, it was evil, right? A little bit like the life of party was kind of a pain
patient.
And I remember being so deep in the matrix and going like, okay, I can turn her off, I can make it shut up. And went in there, shut up, and she shut up. And a while later, I lost the girl that said, do you want her to shut up, or do you want her to get killed? And I was like, okay, I want to see the
And it's still in you. I found I had the first cup went through my body and it had like the orgasmy thing and it was strengthening and mm-hmm. fortifying. And then it did that and then it faded. And then like I was so not nauseous. I was like in love with ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. It was like the energy of it was just my strength. And then that faded and then I was sober. But then the second cup thing, and then I was like, no, I know it's still in me. And then...
Did you do the second cup?
No. I just said, I don't need a second cup, right? It's like, and then the next wave of it was, here comes God.
Did you vomit?
Yeah, I went off and purged first. I had the transition purge. And after the purge, that's when the God merge happened. God merge.
Because I vomited too early. I vomited when everybody started vomiting.
I want to film it and just get one good 5-minute take of it. Just like... Like it's sound, but then the more I let it roll,
mm-hmm.
the more there's rhythm, there's drive within it, mm-hmm. and then it starts to then shape what comes through into, you know, it's all it's like the junk DNA before it gets the good bit.
Mm-hmm.
The gloss layer, it's like it's just...
But supposing the junk DNA, but it's not junk DNA.
I know. Okay. What it is, it's like a spectrum, it's you know, like on a radio tuning in mm-hmm. and finding a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tuning in and going through all the noise, all the possible ideas is like to get the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
But all the glossolalia is like a pathway bridge. It's going through the spectrum of vibrational frequency.
No, just though, because it says a lot about itself.
Right, it's language. Yeah, you're right. It's language and it's transmission. But when I'm free-forming it, it's just casting out a net. And then mm-hmm. casting out the net with sound, eventually it comes into the source.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it that way.
But other times it can be spirits coming through you mm-hmm. and communicating and channeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a direct transmission.
I haven't heard it as long as it's related to the source, to the I mean, sometimes the but in the rawest form was my fighting language.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just sound. You're just creating this one pitch frequency, whatever it is you've got within you to give. And then there's a deeper chamber and then give that. And then it's like boom, 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 boom.
It was loud when I heard the video. Yeah, like, I was the same way I was so worried about the neighbors.
This is my thing. Because I'm connected and aware and sensitive, it's like the shyness of being God or the permission and having the right support team around and being innate, like, you know, we can't do this in LA.
Is it shyness because this is like, who the fuck do you think you are, kind of? Because you're supposed to be humble versus the God, or what kind of shyness?
No, I can bring it out as long as...
What's the shyness?
Well, you know, it's like... I don't know, you're meant to be helping to facilitate a group, but here I am merging with God, right?
But that is the feeling.
I know. So
plus, during the ceremony, you're not supposed to help facilitate a group. I don't see myself at all, it's just my job.
Yeah.
In some ways, if I do it, also I was noticing, I have a feeling that if I do it, I'm taking over their containers, their containers.
Yeah.
And you were doing it, so I was like, okay, so Rack is having a different model than me.
Well, for me, there's rhythms and there's beats.
Follow their rules.
When there's that silence and it's there and it creates...
Mm-hmm.
The silence is to have the silence. There's moments... Let me backtrack. So yeah, I was conscious. That's my whole thing. Is I'm conscious of, do I have permission from the universe to fill the space with my song, or my words, or whatever?
The ukulele was great.
Is it appropriate in that rhythm of where the ceremony is, and has, you know, you can't sing over someone else's song, and then you've got to let the silence breathe enough, and in the breath of silence, when that's had a fullness. And you feel that fullness, that's when the wave is up, and that's when to express itself. And then contribute your note to the group song.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ceremony continues in good flow.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, that's it, it's like waiting, getting permission from source, knowing when the wave is cresting, and that's the right time to contribute.
You can also check with person.
Yeah.
Because usually there is also helping that where there's a time which is not a focus thing, and then there's another time when there's something that
thing. Yeah. Well, I think it is after the ceremony closed, even. I don't know. It was
2 days before it was
Oh, the glossary, yeah. I mean, it was interesting because Percy was just holding space, but he wasn't exactly, as you say, he was letting everyone go through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like going through stuff in language or processing or rolling around or in song is still holding space and letting people do that. So it's like he's in some sense given permission in the right flow to...
Not that I have seen him do anything else, so yeah. But I complain about it in some ways because I've seen people usually once they start going to the starting place, there's no way they can do anything else. So, and then...
See, it's funny because I feel when I'm talking... I'm conscious.
No, you're conscious.
I'm conscious. Yeah.
I know. You were the conscious one who was crazy.
when I do go to God and it slips over, that's when I wouldn't know that it would just be.
No,
yeah.
I think about how you express yourself, because I know. I mean, for me, was you express yourself more with movement. The sound usually, that's why, like, in was really confusing when it was happened, and I always start going into this, like, more direction, like, deep meditation.
I know.
Worst case scenario in the middle of the dance floor.
You know,
people are like, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm totally fine. But it's like the subconsciousness of, like,
the subconsciousness.
I think I'm weird.
It's not that I have any problems doing it. It's the people, it's the environment around me, because I know it's going to be big, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's either in advance warning people or letting people know this is.
Or I used to scout the party location first to find the spots where I can hide when it comes.
It's finding the appropriate space for the appropriate channeling.
Set and setting,
yeah. And I guess the funny thing is, in ceremony when it's happening, I'm realizing that it is the perfect space. And it is still perfect.
And
it's not losing shit, it's getting it's getting God. And then knowing that everyone is then part of this, holding that frequency and sharing the journey as well. Oh yeah, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.